From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's new research today about depression during pregnancy. Many women with depression choose to stop taking antidepressants while they're pregnant. And a study just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that the risk of relapse is high if they do. Sasha Aslanian of American Radio Works reports.
The study followed 201 pregnant women with a history of major depression. Of the women who chose to continue taking their medication, 26% relapsed. For the women who chose to go off their medication, the relapse rate jumped to 68%. Dr. Lee Cohen is a perinatal psychiatrist at Massachusetts General Hospital and lead author of the study. He says since women and their doctors are reluctant to expose a fetus to any unnecessary medication, many patients decide to white-knuckle it.
We found it very interesting that even patients with very significant histories of depression frequently elected to try to stop their antidepressants. And we noted that patients who discontinued antidepressant right around the time that they got pregnant relapsed very frequently, and they relapsed early in pregnancy.
One of the participants in the study was Amy Newell of Brookline, Massachusetts. She went off Zoloft before getting pregnant. By the fourth month of her pregnancy, she says her depression returned with such force she couldn't perform her job as a software developer or even the simple tasks of life.
I would make myself try and take a walk in the middle of the day, but every step I took, I just thought, okay, can I just lie down in the snow now? And then I would take another step, and then I think, okay, now can I just lie down in the snow?
Newell says she wasn't cheered up by thoughts of having a baby.
I either was not thinking about him much, just because I was so focused on me and how bad I felt, or in that kind of twisted psychology of severe depression, I was racked with guilt over how much pain he must be feeling by virtue of living inside of me, this horribly depressed person.
Nada Stotland is a professor of psychiatry and obstetrics at Rush Medical College in Chicago. She wasn't involved with the JAMA study, but says it's a big contribution to help women understand the risks of not treating their depression.
We all know that a woman who is pregnant needs to eat well, sleep well, exercise, etc. A major depression interferes with all those things. It probably causes some complications of pregnancy. It certainly doesn't allow the woman to not only take good care of herself when she's pregnant, but to prepare for having a baby in a joyous way.
Both Stotland and Cohen warn that depression during pregnancy frequently lingers and becomes postpartum depression, something also not good for the baby. The JAMA study on maternal depression comes as the safety of antidepressants is coming under increasing scrutiny from the Food and Drug Administration. Last year, the maker of the antidepressant Paxil added a new warning about a slightly higher risk of birth defects if taken early in pregnancy. Cohen says the relapse study doesn't resolve the issue.
I think it's our hope that these data will actually prompt the clinician to take pause and to perhaps take a little more time in weighing treatment options, which for some patients may include stopping the medicine, but for other patients may actually include continuing antidepressant so as to maximize the likelihood that that patient will remain well during pregnancy.
Study authors are still investigating why some women who discontinued antidepressants remained well, while others who maintained the drugs did not. For NPR News and American Radio Works, I'm Sasha Aslanian.